What's up, everybody? This is Zach Garside. Welcome back. Today is going to be a brain dump podcast, so fair warning. This might be a while. Just kidding. Hopefully it won't be that long. But it's going to be a brain dump podcast. I haven't recorded in a few days, so I've got a lot of stuff to get out there. Hopefully it's going to be really good stuff. Hopefully if anybody is listening, you get a lot from this. So, first of all, let me tell you about this amazing thing that I came across today on the Digital Marketer Engage Facebook page. I was scrolling down the Facebook page, looking at people's different posts, looking for questions people are asking in reference to digital marketing that we could maybe answer. And I came across a post from this guy who was updating everybody on something he said he was going to do a couple months ago. He has a daughter in high school who plays volleyball, and he wanted to build out a funnel, a digital marketing funnel for his daughter's volleyball, a funnel that would get college scouts to come and watch his daughter play, right? So for those of you who aren't familiar with funnels, a sales funnel is essentially just it's basically a website that walks your prospective customer through the sales process. Because what good is a website if it doesn't actually sell, right? So that's all a sales funnel really is, and that's a simple way to put a sales funnel. It's just a series of steps that guides your customer through the sales process so that they go from stranger to buyer, basically. Now, he wants to build a digital marketing sales funnel for his daughter because she plays volleyball. She wants to go play volleyball in college, so he wants to direct college scouts to the sales funnel so that they will, you know, proceed to do the desired action, and that is come and watch his daughter play, right? So he did. He built a sales funnel. He got a list of 3,000 college coaches that he targeted and emailed to go through this funnel. And as a result, 173 scouts came to watch his daughter play in a national tournament. And of those 173, she spent the entire time after the tournament talking to scouts and walked away with 50 visits set up with different colleges. And she's a sophomore, getting ready for her junior year. That is amazing. That's like breakthrough. That's a marketable, you know, process right there. You could build a business around that. He took digital marketing, sales funnels, and he used it to market his daughter's volleyball skills to prospective colleges. And as a result, 173 scouts came to watch her play, and 50 of them set up visits for her to come to the university and meet them. Like, I mean, come on, you know, she's got such an incredibly, I'm coming up with weird words here, but she's got a huge opportunity there to get some scholarships now, you know? Like, think about how much greater her chance of getting scholarships is compared to other kids her age who are playing volleyball now. Simply because her dad learned and was able to harness the power of digital marketing to get her skills out there to the world. That's amazing. Wow. Just, you know, really, really, really impressive. And she's got 2 more years of school is the thing. She's got 2 more years of high school to continue nurturing that list, building that following, and driving people through that funnel to the point where they're like, yeah, we'll come and watch you play. You know, I mean, that's just brilliant, brilliant marketing right there. And that's really all we're doing when we're in business, you know, is we're marketing to people. We're trying to convince the most people. I shouldn't say the most people. We're trying to convince the right people to come and do business with us, right? It's why so many businesses fail. I'm sure you've all probably heard the statistic that, 90% of new businesses fail in the first 3 years, which is true. But one of the things I heard that I just love is that's because 90% of them have been doing it wrong. And if you think about it, it's totally true. When you start a business, typically people are super obsessed with their product, right? I have an amazing product. I have this awesome idea. It's going to change the world. It's going to be fantastic. And they become so obsessed with the idea that they miss out on the most important thing. And that is, you're supposed to obsess over the customer. You're supposed to become obsessed with the people you're serving and with the market. And when you become obsessed with the market and you understand clearly what their needs are, what their pain points and challenges are, the things that they need help with, what can you do to help them survive and thrive in the world, then that idea you had becomes one of just many ideas that you offer as a solution to a certain group of people's problems. And now you have a business. It's not a business of, hey, we sell this thing. It's a business of, we help these people achieve this desired outcome in their lives. You know what I mean? I'll give you an example. Let's take, for instance, the piano tie, okay? The people who made the piano tie, what was their focus? Their focus was the piano tie. We want to sell a lot of piano ties. And they did. They did sell quite a few piano ties. But that was it. That was their whole focus, was they wanted to sell piano ties. They were obsessed with the product. So what happened after piano ties kind of went out of style, or, you know, the fad passed away? So did the people who do that business, right? You can't sustain a business around a product. If they had, however, decided to go into, you know, like unique men's fashion or something and become obsessed with a market of people who are interested in like unique one-of-a-kind fashion, you've got something much more sustainable there now, because you're not just selling a product, piano ties, you're selling to a market. You're selling a solution to a market's problems. You're selling a solution to people who want unique fashion. And that could be with piano ties or any other number of things. And that's what you become known for. We don't sell piano ties. We help people who want unique fashion, you know, to have that, basically. You see what I'm saying? It's an imperfect example because it takes planning and preparation to really build something out like that. But you get the picture. It's not about selling a product. It's about providing a solution to a certain market's needs. And if you can do that, then yeah, again, you've got a chance to build something really special. So that's the first thing. Second thing, 4th of July was awesome. We went to Waco, Texas, and went to the zoo there, the Cameron Park Zoo. If you ever go to Waco, Texas, make sure you go to the Cameron Park Zoo. That place is awesome. Like, seriously, huge value there. It's only $10 a person. But it was better than the Hogle Zoo in Utah, if you ask me. It was really awesome. And we also went to Magnolia Market, which I know a lot of people who are familiar with that home improvement show on TV. Magnolia Market's like a pretty big deal to those people. So that was cool. Had like the best cupcake I've ever eaten in my entire life. That was awesome. And then it was back to work yesterday, digital marketer. So here's the other thing that I'm learning a lot about. It's all about implementation, okay? And I heard something today that really stuck to me and it made me go, wow, that's awesome. And that is that it's better done than perfect. It's better for something to be done than for something to be perfect. And that is especially important in digital marketing, because here's the thing that we struggle with so much in digital marketing. And I say we because it's mostly something that I really, really struggle with, but I know a lot of others do as well. We become so obsessed with all of the cool things, all the shiny objects, right? SOS, shiny object syndrome. And we go, oh my gosh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Content marketing is cool. Email marketing is cool. I need to learn optimization and testing, and I need to learn data and analytics, and I need to learn social and community management, and I need to learn copywriting. And so we become so obsessed with all these different things, and we gain all this knowledge, and we take all these notes, and it's amazing, and then we never actually implement it, you see? And that's really what separates the great marketers from the rest. It's not that they know the most. They certainly know a lot, but it's that they actually take what they're learning, take what they know, and they implement it. They do something with it, right? They take it and they say, all right, I've learned enough to start. Right? That's the key. I've learned enough to get started. Now I just need to go and implement this stuff. Like, go set up an ad campaign. Go build out your landing page. Start driving people to it. Get started. Do something. You know, if you keep waiting to implement because you don't have perfect knowledge, nothing's ever going to happen. You know, it's like that scripture in the Book of Mormon. Holy crap, this is a great analogy. In the Book of Mormon, Alma chapter 32, I don't remember the exact verse. But is your knowledge perfect? No, your knowledge is not perfect. You have to act. You have to nurture that seed, that knowledge, by doing things, right? That's how you build faith, and that's how you become great at really anything, is you've got to nurture your abilities by practicing, by doing the thing, right? And is it expensive sometimes? Yeah, absolutely. There's cost. It's why people pay to go to school, right? And that's something we'll talk about in a minute as well. There's a cost to doing that, because the cost of failure can be great sometimes. You know, if you invest a lot of money in a campaign or some action that you want to take, and it doesn't pay off, I mean, yeah, that can be kind of disheartening. I know that drives a lot of people away. But one of the things I heard Russell Brunson say was, you got to look at that as you're investing in market research, not you're losing money because you failed, right? So you've got to act. You've got to just do the stuff, you know? And I know I have let this hold me back for a long time. I've been interested in working in digital marketing, I guess, for almost a year now. It was last August that I started. I got a job as a marketing manager at Power Selling Pros by default, simply because I'm studying marketing and I already work for the company. They know I'm interested in it. But I had no idea what I was doing, completely clueless. And so here was me, aspiring marketer, with no skills, no knowledge, right? The internal struggle is, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I want this to be awesome. I want to make a significant impact. External problem, I don't really have the resources or the tools or the knowledge or the team or the expertise, right? I didn't have any of those things to help me get there. It was basically a lack of knowledge, lack of support that was holding me back at that time. And so then I came across The Guide, Digital Marketer, right? They kind of pushed me in the right direction, to the point where here I am now, 11 months later. I still really haven't, I mean, it's only been 11 months, you know, like obviously these things don't just happen like that, you know, but it's been 11 months. I haven't really done anything significant, like results wise in digital marketing. I've learned so much about it. Obviously I'm here at Digital Marketer, which I guess is something, right? Because I got this internship, which was a big step forward, a big win. But I know now it's time for me to take this stuff and implement. It's time to really dive in. And I've done some stuff, you know, I've done some email marketing but nothing like truly significant. I've always done it with that hesitation, and I've played it safe with everything I've done so far, so that there wouldn't really be any risk. I haven't really invested any money in, you know, in the email marketing or in doing ad campaigns or building landing pages and stuff. I've played it very safe because I didn't want to fail. I didn't want to look like an idiot, and I wanted it to be perfect before I launched it, which just isn't going to happen. So here I am committing to actually implementing this stuff now, putting it into action. I'm going to go to Power Selling Pros this next week. I'm going to work with Luke, and we're going to put out some ad campaigns for cold traffic, warm traffic, and hot traffic on Google and Facebook and some other association websites. We're going to drive them to some landing pages. Cold traffic is going to go to a PDF, a free PDF offer. Warm traffic is going to go to the offer to get our customer service training library for $57, and hot traffic is going to go to our webpage where they can request a free consultation, and we're going to test it. We're going to see what happens, and we're going to hopefully get some leads and some new customers out of it. And it's going to be sweet. It's going to be awesome. And I'm going to be able to tell some cool stories about it. So implementation is everything, you guys, which kind of brings me to the next point, which is, I really want to help people who are in my similar situation, who are college students or who are young, kind of aspiring people who are aspiring to a great career in something, but just don't know how to like get there, you know? And so we think that the answer is we'll go to school, right? Get a degree. And I'm not knocking education for a second here. Okay. What I'm saying is oftentimes what we do is we say, I want to be great at something. I want to be a great business person or a great marketer or a great salesperson or a great accountant or whatever it is. And so then we say, let me go learn, which is good. We should learn. But at what point are we investing too much in just knowledge and not enough in action? Okay? Because here's the fact of the matter. College today, especially when it comes to business, is not delivering. It's not delivering. It's delivering knowledge, but it's not delivering the experience necessary and the kind of knowledge that translates into results. Okay, when you go get a degree and then you go work somewhere, you have to learn on the job. You have to learn on the job. You cannot just jump in somewhere with my I'm not going to be able to just jump in somewhere with my marketing degree and automatically start producing results and get a big fat check every month. You know, that's not going to happen, because it's not about what you know anymore. It is about what you can do. It's about the results you can provide. If you've got somebody who went and got a degree in marketing and an MBA, and now they're going and applying for jobs, versus somebody who dropped out of school after a year and a half and went and started building marketing campaigns for small businesses and has produced thousands and millions of dollars through their campaigns for small businesses, who's got a better shot at getting a job with a company? I guess it depends on the company, but with most companies, it's going to be the person who has results. It's going to be the person who can sit down and say, hey, I went to this company and this company and this company. I set up these campaigns with these goals. Here are the results. You know, I raised X amount of dollars for these companies. I can do the same thing for you. Versus, yeah, I spent the last 6 years in school and I invested, you know, $60,000-$70,000 in my education. I hope I can do this for you, basically, is what you're saying. You know, I think I'm ready to start doing this kind of stuff. You're going to be way more confident putting your marketing, your business in the hands of the person who's done it, who has the experience. And so that might lead you to say, well, Zach, I have to get the experience in the first place, right? I can't just walk in some, you know, I have to get the experience first, and so I might as well go to school so that I can go land a safe job where I can start getting the experience. This is where Ryan Dice said something really profound yesterday in the Digital Marketer podcast that I loved. And he said, it's becoming an apprenticeship economy. You need to find somebody who you can learn behind. You have to learn on the job. You have to be able to go and learn by doing, not just learn from a textbook. Textbooks are just crap. Like, seriously, textbooks are garbage these days. Last year, I think I probably paid full price for one, maybe two textbooks at school during the year. All the rest I got for like $10, $15 tops on Amazon, used, beaten up, because it's crap. Like $200 for a textbook? You can learn everything a textbook teaches and more by reading $20, $25 books from Amazon or Barnes & Noble and going and actually doing the stuff in person. You know what I mean? I'm not knocking education here. I'm not saying that college is a waste of time. Not at all. Like, if anything, what I'm saying is education is more important than it's ever been, and colleges are not delivering. They're not giving you the kind of education you need to go and to have success in the business world. And that's just the fact of the matter. If I were to not study everything I've learned from Digital Marketer, but as in going and doing their certifications, where you have to prove you have the knowledge to get certified, and doing this internship and actually working in a digital marketing job where I'm running campaigns and I'm failing and succeeding and failing and failing and succeeding. If I did not do any of that and I just played it safe, went to school for 4 years, got my degree, and then went and applied for some big jobs, I wouldn't be prepared. I would not be ready to actually start producing results. And I know this because I went to a career fair a couple of months ago and I handed out my resume to a bunch of people, and I went and I started conversations with some people and I told them I love marketing, and there was not a single company at that career fair that was interested in me getting a marketing, in having me do a marketing job. Or any other person with a marketing degree, for that matter. They were not there looking for anybody to hire anybody for a marketing job based on the fact that you have a marketing degree. That meant nothing to them. Marketing degree meant nothing to them when it came to actually hiring for marketing jobs. They were all offering sales internships, you know, and and other just like entry level positions that you literally don't need a degree for at all, right? So I walked away from that career fair and I was really flustered because I'm like, dude, I've been spending the last couple of years studying marketing. I'm going to get my marketing degree in a year. And these guys don't care. Like none of these companies that are here at the Utah State University Career Fair care whatsoever that I am getting a marketing degree. Like that did not interest anyone. They all tried to get me to do some sales internship or some other entry-level position that literally has nothing to do with marketing. And you might say, well, but that's how you climb the ladder, Zach. You know, you get into the entry-level position and eventually you'll get there. But at when, you know? Like, at what point am I actually going to start doing the thing I'm studying and learning? At what point am I going to do that? Am I going to wait 10, 15, 20 years till I'm like 40 years old to actually start being a marketer? You know? Like, at what point am I actually going to be able to start doing it? And by that point, everything I've learned at this point is irrelevant anyway, because it's changing so rapidly. You see what I'm saying? You've got to learn on the job. You've got to learn by experience. And you've got to learn it now. Like, don't wait. Don't wait and justify yourself by saying, well, I'm getting my degree and I'm going to go apply for jobs after and I'm going to get a job and I'm going to climb the ladder. Don't wait. Don't wait. If you are studying marketing or business, obviously this doesn't apply as much to like doctors and engineers, and there are certain things you definitely need to take your time and you need to learn. Like if you're going to be my doctor and operate on me in surgery, I want you to go and like I want you to study and know it really, really, really well. And I want you to, I guess the same thing does apply because you've got to go learn behind people for a long time as well. But I do want you to go to school if you're a doctor. But what I'm saying in business and marketing specifically is you don't necessarily need that. You don't necessarily need to spend all your time in school investing $10,000 a year in your degree just to go and work some entry-level job with the hope that eventually you'll quote-unquote climb the ladder. I know I've gone on a bit of a rant here. My throat kind of hurts. And my thoughts have been all over the place, but I hope you're getting the gist of what I'm saying. And that is that it's not about what you know, it's about what you can do to provide a result for people. To get them from where they are now to where they want to be. To get them from before to after in their lives. That's what it is about. I don't care what you know. Businesses don't care what you know. What they care about is, what can you do for us? How can you move the needle? How can you get us from where we are now to where we want to be? That is what is important. And so I encourage you to start thinking about, what do I need to do to be able to provide a result for someone? You know? Like, what do I need to do to be able to develop skills that will make it so that when I go and work for a company or maybe start my own company, I can provide a real result to somebody. I can get them from before to after. I can help them survive and thrive. You know? What can I do to help people save money, save time, build their network of friends and acquaintances, gain status, accumulate resources that they need? What can I do to help people achieve those things, those objectives in their lives? That's the real education right there, is learning how to do that, how to get people results, and not just, you know, talk about theory. Because that's been one thing I've struggled with a lot in school over the last 2 years especially, is I've had one professor, Eric Schultz, who's been freaking amazing because he's actually done the stuff. He worked for Procter & Gamble and Coca-Cola. He helped start the XFL. And the XFL was, I won't say total commercial failure, but it was kind of a failure, you know. And he learned from that. But he worked for Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble, Disney Home Video, the Salt Lake Bees, the Utah Jazz. You know, he's done this stuff. So learning from him is fascinating because he's showing us, look, this is what I did. This is the result. Here's what you can do to get similar results. And that's a totally different experience versus all my other professors who are saying, according to such and such study, these are, you know, the statistics on what people in the marketplace are are doing with their time. And here's a documentary by the Content Marketing Institute. I want you all to go and watch. And, you know, it's just like theory. It's all totally theoretical. They've never actually done the stuff. And here I am paying $600 a semester for one class to teach me a bunch of what-if stuff that they've never actually done. You know? Do the stuff. If you're going to teach it, do it. All right, rant over. Hope you enjoyed listening, if anybody listened to this. It's been a really awesome week. Learned a ton again. Ready to go and implement. I'm excited to launch our traffic campaigns, cold traffic, warm traffic, hot traffic at Power Selling Pros, and let you all know how it goes. So until next time, this is Zach Garside.